In this video, I want to help you connect three important ideas: calling, recognition, and real local ministry. These three belong together, but they are not identical. Calling is the sense that God is drawing you toward a certain kind of service. You begin to notice a burden in your heart. You care about people in pain. You feel drawn to pray with others, sit with people in hard moments, listen carefully, and bring Christ-centered compassion into real-life situations. Calling often begins quietly. Sometimes it grows over time. Sometimes it becomes clearer through experience, confirmation, and obedience. Recognition is different. Recognition is when that calling is named, affirmed, and supported in a more formal way. Training matters. Endorsement matters. Ordination or licensure may matter depending on the pathway. Recognition helps others know that your ministry interest is not only personal feeling. It has been shaped, tested, and developed. Recognition brings a level of trust, identity, and accountability. But even calling and recognition together do not automatically create ministry practice. That is the next step. Real local ministry happens when calling and recognition become organized service in actual places among actual people with actual responsibility. This is where many people hesitate. They have the calling. They may even have the credential. But they are still wondering how to begin. They are asking questions like these: do I serve through my church? Should this become part of a soul center? Do I need a defined focus? Should I start with one kind of chaplain ministry? Who oversees this? What does this look like in the life of an ordinary week? Those are good questions. A healthy answer usually begins small, clear, and rooted. Real local ministry does not begin by trying to become everything. It begins by becoming faithful somewhere. It may begin with a church that blesses a chaplain to care for grieving families, visit shut-ins, support people in crisis, or connect with a local care setting. It may begin with a soul center that exists to offer prayer, listening, and spiritual support in a neighborhood. It may begin with one specialization lane, such as hospital visitation, community crisis response, veteran support, sports chaplaincy, or ministry among overlooked people. The key is not size. The key is structure with purpose. When calling stays private, it often remains fragile. When recognition stays on paper, it can remain inactive. But when calling and recognition are connected to real local ministry, something changes. Ministry becomes visible. Others can support it. People know where to turn. Trust can grow. Prayer can become organized care. Compassion can take practical form. That does not mean ministry becomes rigid. It means it becomes clearer. And clarity is a gift. It helps prevent overreach. It helps define expectations. It helps you stay in your role. It helps the church or soul center understand what you are building. It helps protect your witness. And it helps those receiving care know what kind of support is being offered. This is especially important because chaplain ministry often touches places of vulnerability. People may be grieving, fearful, lonely, confused, spiritually burdened, or emotionally overwhelmed. In those moments, they need more than good intentions. They need grounded presence. They need care that is prayerful, wise, and accountable. So if you sense calling, give thanks. If you have received recognition, give thanks. But do not stop there. Ask the next ministry question. What local form should this take? What community, setting, or people might God be asking me to serve? How can this ministry become connected to leadership, oversight, and practical rhythms? How can I build something faithful, not merely inspiring? That is where real local ministry begins. Calling is the spark. Recognition is the affirmation. Practice is the living ministry expression. And when those three come together, chaplain ministry can move from possibility to presence, from training to service, and from private burden to public blessing. That is the kind of ministry this course is here to help you build.